The Bush administration says it is not trying to bankrupt Amtrak. In the budget the president sent to Congress, there is no money for the passenger rail system, and that prompted an angry response from Amtrak supporters. But the president's top transportation official says the administration is willing to subsidize Amtrak if it's restructured. Norm Mineta is a former Democratic congressman who's now transportation secretary.
The reason that the president has put no funding for Amtrak subsidy this year is that we submitted our reform legislation in 2004. There's been no action on it. And so finally we decided in order to get people's attention, we would just put no money in for the subsidization of Amtrak.
The president called a lot of attention to this. He said he was cutting more than 150 federal programs. Amtrak was described by the administration as one of them. You're saying the administration didn't really mean that.
If we get the reform that we're looking for, then we will be asking for the funds to fund a national intercity passenger rail system. And that's why in our reform legislation, what we do is to make Amtrak an operating company. Right now, we subsidize Amtrak, and so they put money into their capital investment program as well as the operational side of their program. And the problem is that much of their money goes into the operation of lines that nobody uses. At the same time, capital improvements are being starved. So what we're saying is let Amtrak be an operating company, and the federal government will do the financing of capital infrastructure.
Democrats in Congress who have criticized your proposal have said, well, this thing that Secretary Mineta is talking about is not what the budget says. The budget says $0. What's the real figure that the administration is willing to spend on Amtrak?
Probably in the area of about $1.5 billion to $2 billion. Right now, the state of the tunnels and all those things are woefully neglected. And we would bring those up to good standards and then turn it over to the states. And then we would participate on a local match on the continued improvement of any capital investment that's made into the system.
You're proposing that the federal government would continue to pay for upkeep of track or new trains. Amtrak would run them and would be expected to run trains that at least broke even or made a profit.
The lines would be determined by states and not by Amtrak itself. As an example, we have now some 12 states that are spending something like $345 million a year for passenger rail service. $140 million of that is for capital improvements. If our bill had been in place, then those states would be getting a 50-50 match on the $140 million on capital investment, whereas right now they're making all of that investment with their own state money. By our taking over the capital investment part of it and let the operations of the railroad be done by Amtrak or other operating agencies, they then can concentrate on delivering the service that people deserve. We're treating Amtrak intercity passenger rail no differently than we treat highways, airport improvements, or transit right now.
Although, forgive me, you can improve part of an interstate highway and leave the rest of it unimproved for later. But if you've got a rail line that goes across seven states and just one of them doesn't want to contribute, that rail line goes away. It can't
run. No, the rail line will still run, but we won't stop in that state or open its doors.
Do you really think that this system could maintain political support if a number of states stopped having service there?
We have spent over $29 billion in subsidies to this rail system. I don't think we should continue pouring money into a flawed system. If the president and I really were out to kill Amtrak, we wouldn't do anything.
Secretary Mineta, thanks very much.
Not at all. It's great to be with you, Steve.